Dr. Valerie Malka is a trauma surgeon at Liverpool Hospital and has phoned the program. Dr. Malka, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm particularly well. What do I have the pleasure of this call?
I was listening to you over a couple of days, and this morning, particularly after nine, when you read that letter about the poor father with the son who'd been taking ice.
Yes, a 16-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, dreadful. And I wanted to let you know and let your listeners know about a program that we've run called the PARTY program, P-A-R-T-Y, which is Prevent Alcohol and Risk-Related Trauma in Youth. And it's a program, an educational program, that provides students, school students, with information about the risks of taking drugs and alcohol and trying to have them recognize the potentially dangerous situations they might find themselves in, as well as the consequences of peer group pressure, and try and have them adopt behaviors that will minimize that risk.
Well, that's enlightening, because I think you would realize I had a young man on the program.
Yes, Lane.
Lane, yes. Talking about that exact thing, the fact that he reacted to peer pressure and almost died.
That's right, and we aim with this program to focus on having these kids make smart choices. And the students actually meet, we have about 30 students at a time with three teachers present, and the students actually meet other young people who unfortunately have made bad choices and now live with the consequences, such as spinal injuries and head injuries and, you know, poor kids that can no longer finish school or, you know, possibly go to university or hold down a job or find themselves in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives. And it's a superb program. It's a multidisciplinary team approach where we have ambulance, police, nurses and doctors that talk to the students. And they also visit different areas of the hospital as well where injured patients are taken, so intensive care units, wards, rehabilitation areas.
So is this an initiative of just Liverpool Hospital, Doctor?
No, it also runs at North Shore, at Royal North Shore, and it runs in some of the other states as well, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra, and there is one in Western Australia. It's originally from Canada. It's been running for a couple of decades over there with superb results for minimising trauma and injury-related, you know, problems in our youth.
Well, can I offer my program as a vehicle for any time you wish to tell us more about the PARTY program? And I'll be asking all the people, the relevant people, to get me as much information as I can so we can make sure the Department of Education in New South Wales and Queensland particularly know more about it so we can get more children involved in the program.
I think that would be superb. And, you know, our other problem, as usual, in particularly with the hospital environments, is issues with funding. And we, you know, are very, very reliant on sponsorship. We've managed this year, very gratefully, to receive money from Liverpool Council to keep us going for a few more months. But this is such an important program that's another issue that we face as well, trying to keep it running.
Well, let's work together and let's talk to the Premier in New South Wales about making sure you don't go cap in hand to people to keep this vital work going.
I mean, it's so important. You know, we're educating our youth to recognise all these risks and make them aware of all their personal responsibility for the choices they make. And it's, as you said, I think a couple of times, it's not just the impact on the individual, but it's the family, the friends and the wider community. So a terribly important program.
Okay, can you just stay there for me, Dr. Malka? We'll talk off air. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Dr. Valerie Malka, a trauma surgeon at Liverpool Hospital, running a course for students there and other hospitals across Sydney and across Brisbane, the PARTY program, making school-age students aware of the dangers of alcohol and drugs.